Now, we are speaking to the Special Investigating Unit spokesperson. That's Mr. Kaiser Khanyago. Mr. Khanyago, such an honor, sir, to have you with us this morning. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. We wanted to talk about the investigation. I remember that there was an investigation by the Special Investigating Unit, which revealed that the National Student Fund, in fact, the National Student Financial Aid Scheme had paid over 5 billion rands from 2018 to 2021 to students who did not qualify for bursaries. Now we understand that there's a go-ahead to recover more than 112 million from these unqualified students. Could you kindly give us an update on that?
Good morning and good morning to your listeners. Yes, we have indicated when we started the investigation that we have now come to a point where we found that there were students who were not deserving to receive this amount from NSFAS, and they did. Therefore, we then started the process of going to each one of them one by one to understand their circumstances. And then we were able to then present the facts to all of them. And as we speak, 412 of them and their parents have entered into an acknowledgement of debt, which basically means that they have agreed that they owe NSFAS. Therefore, they will then pay us that money over a period of time because they do not have the money at the present moment. And that is where this 112 million rand comes from, over and above the amounts that we are collecting from institutions that were never used for what it was supposed to be used for.
Mm. And how did we get here, sir? Because there was an investigation. I'm sure you were able to find out whether it was maladministration or perhaps a vetting process or perhaps issues with the processes that were being used. What were you able to find out from the investigation?
Yeah, there were several things that we found. One of the things that we found was that some of the students and their parents deliberately made sure that they just apply using their grandparents' details and so on, even though they know that they did not qualify. That is in terms of the students.
Mm.
Therefore, in terms of the institutions, there was a system at NSFAS where you would have money was sent to institutions on the basis of the list that was sent. And then when that money is not being used, for example, the student will then leave and go to another university, or the student will, in the middle of the year, just drop out. Therefore, that money that was not used was not returned to NSFAS. And all of that money remained in the universities, and they used it for their own purposes. For example, now, with the statement we see it now, Fort Hare University had to pay back 277 million rand. To us, and those are some of the reasons why this happened the way that it did.
Yeah, and perhaps before we let you go, what does the way forward look like so we don't find ourselves in the same situation again?
Yeah, we one of the things that we do after investigations, we do what we call systemic recommendations, and one of the recommendations that was put forward to NSFAS is to do a sort of a wrap-up after every financial year and look at the amount that was sent to universities and then reconcile it, and then whatever is left must go back so that it can be used for other students. And then in relation to students who are applying without qualifying, we have made it very clear that the systems of NSFAS must be linked to the systems of Home Affairs and also to the systems of SARS, so that when an application is processed, that information can come to say who are the parents, mm-hmm. so that in cases where they've used people that are not the parents, it must be very clear. And then the SARS one will indicate how much these parents are earning, so that we are able to see whether they qualify or not.
Perfect. Well, that's the spokesperson for the Special Investigating Unit, Mr. Khanyago. Sir, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.